This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using promo code GOLFSGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL draft is coming up and old-fashioned football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFFcontest to enter today. All right, we have the Corrales Punta Cana Championship coming tomorrow morning, so have to get this DFS preview up. This is for the grinders. This is for the people, the ball knowers, the people that are in the weeds with PGA DFS on a weekly basis. I'm going to go through the 10K range all the way down to the mid 6K range probably and save the official 6K picks for this afternoon, which I'll give out. But yeah, this is a probably the worst field we've had in a long time, but this is fun. This is a chance to make some money. The contests aren't great in DFS, but there's definitely a few out there that you can get ahead of and cash some tickets. So let's just get right into it. I'm not gonna link this anywhere. If you're watching this, you know where to be. If you have any questions, feel free to drop it in the chat over on YouTube. And yeah, so let's get right into this 10K range. We have two golfers over $10,000, Nikolai Højgaard and Alex Noren. Two very different stages of their career. Ryder Cuppers, just got sweet Scandinavians. Nikolai leading the Masters for a stroke on a hole on Saturday, and now he comes to Punta Cana. So, quick aside, what is the PGA Tour doing? This kid, this stud, Nikolai Højgaard, could have taken infinity money to play on LIV, but he stayed on the PGA Tour to make a name for himself, to make a name for his family, to make a career, is leading the Masters for a hole, a Ryder Cupper in 2023. And we're sending him to Corrales Punta Cana, where we let the corpses of Kevin Kisner, Webb Simpson play in the elevated event. What are we doing, PGA Tour? This kid is helping save your tour. This kid is a stud, a future top five player in the world. And we're sending him to Punta Cana? Sending him to Punta Cana. That is a joke. No, that is not house in the chat. Thoughts on Ben Martin? I got a whole... Ben Martin's coming. So Nikolai Højgaard and Alex Noren, both of them over 10K for a reason. I think if I would... I'm skipping either, both of these guys. But if I had to pick one, it'd probably be Alex Noren. Probably would be Alex Noren because more consistent. You know what you're going to get. Like, he doesn't have to shoot 65 in every round. He'll probably shoot like four rounds of 69, 69, 69, and just be there T8 on Sunday. Whereas Nikolai, definitely more volatile. But if he, like my friend Adam said yesterday, if he has any heart, he laps this field. But I'm worried about how he's been hitting his irons, which he's kind of just been putting everything, like making every single putt the last few weeks, which isn't really a strategy I want to back. And if you're Nikolai, like you just came off the Masters, I could definitely see you having like a 73 in round one and back then Friday make shooting 64 to get yourself in the mix. But I don't know. At 10-5, I think there's better options and more motivated players than Nikolai Højgaard. So I'm going to probably pass on both of these guys. But if I have to choose one, I would go Noren just because I feel like you know what you're getting, a little bit more consistency. So this 9K range, Aaron Rye down to Nate Lash. Nate Lash, 9-1. What a pricing for the kid. He's honestly playing decent golf, and I feel like he's going to be popular at 9-1. I skipped all the way down to Nate Lash, but I'm just going to do it anyway. He's gained 7 strokes ball striking at the Players, which is hilarious. Remember when Nate Lash won the Players? I forgot about that. Remember when he won the Players? So 3 straight weeks, Nate Lash has gained 3+ ball striking. Should lead to success, and he's had decent success at this event. So I definitely don't hate Nate Lash at that price. Now, Billy Horschel. Billy Horschel, I think, might go a little bit overlooked. He's never played this event before, but I think people are just going to want to get Nikolai. People are going to want to get... Maybe not, actually. Maybe he will be... Maybe be owned. To fade Noren or play Noren. An interesting conversation for sure. I agree. Billy Horschel, if he has any heart, he should lap this field. Billy is a guy who should be motivated. Billy's a guy who should be like, I want to play this. I'm here to win. I don't really think he's going to win. Like, I'm not betting him. I might play him though, because I just think he's playing. He's finally showing good signs of ball striking, hitting the ball well. And like Billy for years has been a guy who won every single year, no matter what. Like, he would just come out and win a golf tournament. Even 2 years ago when he was playing horrible, showed up to Memorial and just won the event. Not saying Billy Horschel is going to win, but Billy Horschel is just a guy who has that winning pedigree. Doug Gim, we're not too far removed from Doug Gim being like a giga chalk every single week in this low 7K range, 6K range. Now he's up to 9,500, but he's putting together a really good approach season and has also found some things on the putting greens. He hasn't played here before, but I do like Doug Gim just based on that ceiling alone. Kevin Yu, this man gains infinity strokes ball striking every single week, but last start, he lost 9 strokes putting. You're going to have to make putts this week. I don't know if I want to do that Kevin Yu thing at 93. So that's a 9K range. I'd probably rank it. Oh, I forgot about Aaron Rye. You play Aaron Rye in the wind. Hopefully, I didn't check the weather, but I don't think it's going to be that windy. And also, I don't want Aaron Rye to, when you have to get to 17 under, his only start here was a miscut in 2022. So, this is the question that most people are asking, the Campos thing. You see my model, Campos wasn't in it. So how is Campos not in my Corrales model? Like, I don't know. I had to run the model 3-4 times to see where this man was. Clearly wasn't in it. It might have been a glitch in the system that he was in the model in the first place, but we'll talk about that when we get there. I don't think Campos is a play this week just because he wasn't in the model this week. 8K range, Sam Stevens, popular golfer this week. And I'm not really sure why actually I do know why, because he finished T3 here last year, but definitely don't play Sam Stevens. He is not hitting the ball well at all. The last time he gained strokes ball striking was in Phoenix. That it has been 7 starts since he's gained strokes ball striking on the field. I don't think you want to run with Sam Stevens. Mark Hubbard, a guy who has no heart, a guy who has no chance to win the golf tournament, but a guy who could definitely be a first round leader, a guy who could definitely finish inside the top 10. For 3 straight weeks, he's gained a lot ball striking. He gained 8 strokes on approach at the Players. Good for Mark Hubbard. He finished T29 here last year and missed the cut in 2022, but I think Hubbard is a good play. Now it's time for Ben Martin. Ben Martin is, people are saying it might be more obvious than Scotty at the Masters. People are saying it might be more obvious than Scotty at the API. People are saying it might be more obvious than Scotty at the Players. Ben Martin, his last 3 trips here, T8, T3, T8, T2, T9, and he's got course history outside of those last 3 years as well. And the man's ball striking form right now is immaculate. He's gained strokes to the field ball striking in 5 out of his last 6 starts and is coming off of a T7 at the Valero Texas Open. He's got the course history. He's got the recent form. Why are we doing this with Ben Martin? Why is Ben Martin giga chalk? I know why he's giga chalk, but don't buy it. Like, you're buying Ben Martin. You're buying Bitcoin at 100K right now. Like, you're that's what you're doing right now. That is an absurd. I don't think Ben Martin has any chance to finish inside this top 10. Great course history, great form, but it's Ben Martin at $8,500 at 35-1. Ben Martin cannot be a play this week. Cannot be. A guy right below him, Joel Damon, I think, is a good play. This is the site of Joel Damon's only win. He's got other top 15 finishes here in his career as well. And he's sneakily coming off of some really good golf. We're not too far removed from... Dude, what? I mean, obviously. But it's Ben fucking Martin. He's like 6K every week at max. Like Ben Martin has no chance. No chance. Don't play him. Joel Damon, $8,300. We're not too far removed from Joel Damon gaining 13 strokes on approach. Yes, dude, but there's a 5K range. There's a 5K range. No. We're not too far removed from Joel Damon gaining 13 strokes on approach in 2 straight starts. That's like That's not nothing. Those are some legit events, and that's 13 on approach in just two events. So I do think he has that good golf still in him. He seems more motivated this year. So I like Joel Damon at 8-3. Davis Thompson is very chalky this week for, I'm not really sure why. He's never played this event before, and he's not playing good golf. He's lost on approach in two straight events. He hasn't had a top 20 since Phoenix. I'm out on Davis Thompson. Definitely out on Davis Thompson, but I like Davis Thompson, but I don't think he is solid this week. So in this 8K range, I like Mark Hubbard and Joel Damon. 7K range, Nick Hardy, $7,800. I really like T13 last year, and he's had his best ball striking performance since DFS mean? Yes. Okay. Nick Hardy had his best ball striking performance since 2022. So he's playing his best golf in 2 years. I like Nick Hardy. Everyone knows Nick Hardy's a PGA Tour winner. Everyone knows it. He won the Zurich. That is a joke. Ben Griffin, I also like underneath him, $7,600. Ben Griffin has 10 top 20s. 9 of them have came on short or sub 7,500 Bermuda golf courses / resort courses. This fits that mold of a resort course at easy scoring conditions. Ben Griffin, that's when you play him. So I'm down for some Ben Griffin at $7,600. I love this 7K range. Victor Perez. Victor Perez is putting on a ball striking display this season. This man has gained ball striking in 13 of his last 14 starts and every single start on the PGA Tour in 2024. He's gained a ton of distance. He's hitting his iron so well. This man has won on the European Tour. Love Victor Perez every single lineup. And he's been kind of chalk. Like, he was so chalky at the Valspar. He was, I think, the third most popular golfer at the Valspar for no reason. No, you don't play Victor Perez when he's chalky. You play him when he's under the radar, and he's somehow going under the radar. KH Lee, I don't think I'm going to play, but he is just a class above the 7K range. He knows how to win. He knows how to spike. He finished T9 at the Valspar. I'm down for some KH Lee. Now, Taylor Pendrith, I absolutely love. Taylor Pendrith, this is an event where Taylor Pendrith is most tipped. This is an event where Taylor Pendrith is so chalky and he disappoints. Now he's kind of going under the radar. So I like him. Like, a year ago today, he was the most popular golfer in this field, I believe. But Taylor Pendrith can bomb it around, can make a ton of putts. He's not playing the best golf right now, but he's still hitting his driver well. He's still putting all right. So I'm down for Pendy at 7.75. If you want to play Daniel Berger at 7.4, sure. He hasn't really done anything well. He's never played this event before. Who knows where his motivation factor is. So 7K range, I really like those guys. And Matty Schmidt is going to be the chalk of the 7K range, it seems. So he's found something. He's found something in his golf game the last 5-6 weeks. But if he's like pretty chalky, I don't think we should play him. If he's over 9-10%, I don't think you should play Matty Schmidt. So this bottom of the 7K range, I don't love. I really love the top of the 7K range. So if you want to play anyone here, focus on that top. We'll talk about a few guys in the 6K range, but then we will bounce out of here. Tristan Lawrence, 6'8". No. Justin Suh, 6'7". That is my favorite play at the top of the 6K range. You know what you're getting with Suh. Elite driving and elite putting. If he can find something with his irons, which he has before, he could pop. He finished 228 in one trip here. He's not in the best form, but I'm so high on Justin Suh's ceiling. Former top AM in the world, can definitely, he's popped in some big fields. Like, I wouldn't say Zozo's a big field, but he's been the 54 hole leader multiple times in his career. He's been in final groups. He's mixed. I like Justin Suh at $6,700. Jacob Bridgman, 65, has played some good golf, but he's all short game. Don't really love this. Peter Quest, this man knows how to capitalize on an opportunity. No one capitalizes on their opportunities better than Peter Quest. He's not a PGA Tour member, but whenever he gets a start, he freaking finishes inside the top 15. He's long off the tee, can make a ton of putts. I've never played Peter Quest, but it hasn't not worked yet. So if you've been doing it, I guess keep doing it. If you haven't, you haven't. We have to talk about Alex Smalley. This man has missed like 30 cuts in a row, and he's lost ball striking in every single one of them. He used to be a premier ball striking bastard, but he's lost it. So I don't know what's going on with Alex Smalley. I mean, obviously I don't like him, but yeah, definitely don't like Alex Smalley. Joey Buckethatch, Joey Highsmith found something in Houston and he found something in Puerto Rico. He finished T6 in Puerto Rico, gained 9 strokes in the field. Now we're back to a resort course. If you could do it in Puerto Rico, you could definitely do it here. Chris Goddard, $6,300. I also really, really like. He's going to bomb it and he's going to make a ton of putts. Now, before Chris Goddard was a PGA Tour member, he played the Puerto Rico Open and finished T7. Now he's got his feet under him. He knows how to play on the PGA Tour, and this is a style of golf that he could definitely take advantage of. He's going to be probably the longest hitter in this field. Bomb, gouge, make some putts. Let's do it, Chris Goddard. Rico Hoy, $6,300. He, like Kevin Yu, will gain infinity ball striking and lose infinity putting. Not really a recipe for success, but it gives him a higher floor. So I think Hoy will make the cut at $6,300. Parker Coody, great ball striker, young talent. I like his ceiling long term, and he's definitely a guy who could pop up and get that first top five of his career before anyone plays him. Brandon Wu, 6-1. This man was like, what was his price at the Mexico Open? I'm not sure, but it was high. And this you play Brandon Wu on resort courses, and he's coming off of a finish where he missed 3 straight cuts. But he gained 2.5 ball striking in Texas. I'm down for some B-Woo at 6-1 for sure. For sure. Anyone in this 5K range I want to touch on real quick? Adrien Dumont Deschassart I want to touch on. But before I touch on him, got to tell you quickly about the SGPN draft. We are giving away a ton of merch. Travis Etienne, J.K. Dobbins, Frank Gore. Ton more merch, old-fashioned football. Come for the football, stay for the whiskey. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest. And then finally, Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here. You could definitely cash in with Underdog on the NBA playoffs. It's the easiest place to play fantasy sports, the fastest growing. Play their pick'em game, select higher or lower on a player, and go from there. Most make entries of basketball, football, golf, or you can mix and match them if you want. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Available in 30 states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. Sadly, not Florida. So if you follow me on Twitter, I give away Underdog selections usually once or twice a week. So follow me on Twitter to get those videos, usually a 2 or 3 legger for golf. And yeah, make sure you sign up with code GOLFSGPN and Underdog will match it. The first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code GOLFSGPN. Underdog Fantasy. Fun. It's fun. A lot of fun. Okay. Finally, Adrien Dumont Deschassart. We'll give you 2 more guys in the 5K range. Okay. This man, anytime you leave college, you go on to play professional golf, and this is how you start. You start with a win, a runner-up, a T8, a T6, a T7, and a T10 in your first 6 starts, you could play. You can play. Now, he gets over to the PGA Tour, missed cuts, all red, horrible finishes. Then he shows up to Puerto Rico in T6. After Puerto Rico, missed cut, 81st, cut. It seems like Adrien Dumont Deschassart is an easy conditions merchant. And that's what we have here. So let's get ahead of that. He is a bomber, can make a ton of putts, flash with the irons. He was the most, when I went to the Cognizant, I was not impressed by anyone more than I was with Deschassart. And I'm not even joking, I swear. And then finally, Callum Tarran showed some good signs recently for the first time in forever. And he's going to be one of the longer guys out here. That's basically the only reason I like him at 5,500. But that about wraps it up. It did get hammered. That about wraps it up. So any questions, you know where to find me. We're going to have some 6K content for this tournament coming probably within the next few hours. Some $5,000 golf bets for this tournament as well as the final thoughts for the RBC Heritage and the final thoughts for this event tonight at probably 8 o'clock. Any questions, hit me up. Ton of content. 2 golf tournaments today. We can win both events in DFS and hit both outrights and hit both first round leaders. Let's fucking do it. Peace out. I'll talk to you guys later.